Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
For those of us who spend our time defending time-honored traditional family values, there's no more frustrating group to deal with than the Montana Supreme Court. That august body made up of individuals handpicked by the Montana Trial Lawyers Association. A body so out of touch with Montana that their decisions would better serve the people of New York, New Jersey, or California. A body so seemingly schizophrenic that it regularly ignores its own precedent just to achieve a desired outcome. To be sure, there are some good justices on the bench. Justice Rice, for example, often the lone voice on moral cases, has been fighting the good fight for nearly a decade. But other justices, namely Nelson, regularly take advantage of their position to push a radical social agenda that's completely out of touch with mainstream Montanans. And it's not just on cases dealing with abortion and homosexual rights. They also push hard left-wing views on cases dealing with the environment, state spending, and education. In short, when you look at Montana's three branches of government, control of the executive and legislative branches regularly swings back and forth between the Democrat and Republican parties. But the judicial branch, and most notably the Supreme Court, seems stuck way over on the far left, which begs the question, why? And the answers seem as varied as the number of people you ask. Some say it's because the people have no idea who they're voting for. Because of the announce clause in the state canons of judicial ethics, candidates for the Supreme Court refuse to answer any substantive questions. Basically, the candidates say, I have a spouse, 2.5 kids, and a dog, so please vote for me. Oh, and by the way, I can't talk about any issue that could conceivably come before the court, which is basically every issue. So we're left without enough information to cast an informed vote. It's interesting to note that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled announce clauses unconstitutional in 2005, but Montana has yet to strike theirs from their canons. Others say that the amount of money spent on candidates backed by the trial lawyers is what makes the difference. They argue that once the trial lawyers decide to back a candidate, it's game over. That's too bad because it's usually one of their own members coming out of private practice. What we need are more experienced district court judges moving up so that the people can vote based on their past decisions and judicial temperament. The bottom line is that we're stuck with the current system unless we make some serious changes, and that opportunity is coming on June 5th. That's primary election day, and it's also the day that Montanans will vote on Legislative Referendum 119, a referendum to divide the state into seven different Supreme Court districts so that the people can elect someone that they know from their area. Most candidates for Supreme Court come from a 150-mile radius around Helena, and their decisions reflect that. For all the courts talk about wanting to be apolitical, they seem more and more inclined to allow themselves to be used by groups like the ACLU to push policy that the ACLU has been unsuccessful in pushing through the legislature. Of course, this vote won't take place without a fight. There's currently a court case pending before Judge Reynolds that would strike the referendum from the ballot. We'll keep you posted as it moves forward, which begs the question, I wonder how the Supreme Court will rule if the case eventually reaches them. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.